Would you consider yourself an Adele fan?
After her response to whether or not she would collab with Peppa, I have to say, I feel like she's just starting unnecessary drama. Like, women shouldn't be competing against each other in that way.
No! Listen, Peppa shouldn't have came as fucking raunchy as she did. Not raunchy, I don't know what the right word is. But Peppa came at Adele with the wrong energy.
Adele started
I feel like
it.
Adele.
Okay, and I quote, "Are you gonna collab with Peppa? No! So what is that supposed to mean, Adele?"
It means no!
But that's not attitude. That's not bad energy.
No, because if you're
She could have
Adele.
said, "For creative differences and different audiences, we're not gonna collab." But I respect Peppa and her artistry.
If you're Adele,
Right,
right?
I'm Adele.
You're Adele.
Right.
Not Peppa. Peppa's over there in the seaweed.
You hate animals.
You're Peppa, right? You're Adele
I'm Peppa!
right now. If you're Adele, you set the precedent. The precedent.
Adele did what to the president? Joe! We didn't, Joe.
We did it. You set the precedent to the world that you, as Adele, do not do features. She
Does she actually not do features?
doesn't do features.
Oh, okay.
She only does songs with herself, and I. Not me like I, but like her I.
Her eye?
You know what I mean.
Do I?
No.
Exactly.
So for Peppa to think Adele's gonna break that rule for her when she doesn't even break that rule for anyone, it's kind of ridiculous, you
I think
know?
Peppa's pretty up there
It's
in terms of up-and-coming
unresearched.
artists.
Up and coming.
Yeah.
Where is she on the Billboard Top 200?
Probably like 48.
Watch the barbs are about to be like Peppa chart updates. The Peppa Pig barbs.
Well, see, now, because Adele turned her down, now Nicki Minaj is gonna be like, "I'll collab with Peppa just for the controversy of it
And
all."
then the Republicans are gonna be like, we have to listen to this Peppa Pig song.
Right, because they need their token.
Yeah.
Wait, actually, no, they're already pigs. It makes sense.
This wasn't the purpose of the question.
Right.
Are you an adult?
I'm pretty sure I said this in a previous episode, but I'm not. She's not like my jam.
Okay.
I respect her. I respect most artists, but yeah, she's there.
Okay, because if you were an Adele fan, I was gonna be like, it's one thing if I forget as an Adele fan that she came out with a new song that we could have talked about, but you don't even like the bitch, so it's okay. That's all on
I didn't say that. Adele fans, please don't come for me. I live a simple life on my farm. I have a cat. It's not my cat. I take care of her, though.
On your farm.
I grow plants, you
Oh,
know?
yeah. In your jungle, you
My
mean.
jungle.
Ew!
I gestured towards my pubic area for those who are listening.
And on that note, welcome to
To
gay
homosexual yelling,
screaming.
there's a hair in my mouth. It's Kai's hair. That is the cat.
My name is
Cameo
Charlie,
appearance.
aka Misty Terrain. I'm joined by my lovely co-host.
Farmersmeat.com, aka Jared.
No, it's Farmers Only.
Oh, Farmers Only, sorry. Black People Meat? Is that the one with meat in it?
Yeah.
I love
The
these
commercials
dating
for
app
both of those
names.
were so wild.
Okay, but the dating app names are so reductive. I love it. They're literally just like break it down to the bare bones. What do we want to have in common? We're black. Blackpeoplemeat.com.
.com.
We're farmers. Farmersonly.com. What's the other one?
Christian Mingle.
Christian Mingle! I stand.
You know
Where's the
who?
Mormon one? Is there a Mormon one?
You know who did
My
a.
sister wives, sorry.
No. You know who did a Christian Mingle movie? Because they made a movie.
Christy Carlson Long.
No. Gretchen from Mean Girls.
Oh yeah, I saw that.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm pretty sure Danny Gonzalez made a video about it. Or somebody. One of the like commentary YouTubers
Someone.
made a video about
Yeah.
it.
No, but
And it was iconic.
I remember this from like years ago though, like when it was actually happening and
You
everybody
saw it in
was
theaters.
yeah,
You went to the
I went to
premiere. You went to
theaters
Sundance
to
and you saw it
watch
there.
Christian Mingle. Does she need to check that bad?
Yes.
Does she need to go to
Yes.
Christian
Have you
Mingle?
seen her in anything besides Mean Girls?
No, but like the residuals are there.
But are the residuals enough, Charlie?
But Christian Mingle.
I'm sure Christian Mingle paid her a good check. She's the most popular actress on that fucking movie.
You know what else she did, though, after Mean Girls?
Dominatrix.
She was in Sonic Financial the Hedgehog 2006. She was the princess that made out with Sonic.
Ew.
And when asked if she thought it was bestiality,
she said, yeah, and that's okay.
She said, no, I don't think it's bestiality. Yeah. Look it up.
I don't want to. I'll take you at face value.
Your fun facts for the days, kids.
Disgusting. That movie was... Not movie. That game was horrible. I'm sorry. Sonic Adventure 1 and Sonic Adventure 2 were so fun and fresh. And Rouge was a baddie. We stan. But then they said Sonic 2006. Let's fuck everything up. Let's put some bestiality. Although I do like Silver and Blaze.
I don't like Silver.
But I like Silver and Blaze. They're fine. They're fresh. You know, new characters. I always love a good new character.
Blaze was not new.
Well, she was in the... You know what I mean.
What they did to Blaze in that game...
Yeah, they killed her ass. But she came back.
Because it was so stupid. Because Blaze was already established. She was a princess of another dimension.
Right.
She was the Sonic of her dimension. And Sonic had already gone on two. DS. Not same one, parents. But two DS adventures bisexual. Together. And then we get to Sonic 06... And all of a sudden, she's in the future and has no idea who Sonic is? Darling. I don't appreciate that.
Yeah, the lore got a little messy there. Sonic 06 was not great.
Even though it was a bad game, I was really obsessed with it. Like, I would play it, like, religiously. Oh, no. And then, because it was a poorly built game, I'd always get mad at why I would always die and just think I was just bad at the game, but it's just like
it's just a bad game.
The game was just bad. Yeah. You know, and I was always just like I have a lot of memories playing that game though. The music, however, was very good in that game.
I will say that's the one thing that hasn't gone bad about most of the new Sonic games that have been coming out. I think the music's always good.
Except for Sonic Forces.
I haven't played or listened to anything from Sonic Forces because on premise, when that got released and like trailers were out and everything, I didn't like it.
Yeah.
Make your own Sonic character. What? I don't want to do that.
That was kind of a good idea though.
No, it was cringe.
No, because like everybody's made a Sonic OC.
But that's the thing. I didn't. I liked the Sonic characters as they were. You I didn't want to make an OC. No, I didn't.
Yes.
Ew.
I remember having like a pink and purple one. Because there was a website where you could go and make your own. Yeah.
Seek help, mama. Seek help.
Did we say our names? Yeah, we did.
Yeah. What were we talking about?
How are we? How are you?
I'm good. I'm fun and fresh. This is like a social weekend. Next weekend's going to be Halloween. It's going to be fun. We're going to have fun. Mm-hmm. And then I'll worry about my life afterwards.
Yeah.
How are you?
How am I? I'm doing good. Mm-hmm. I'm doing great, actually. I'm doing fantastic.
Mm. You and Sailor Moon are both looking camp right in the eye.
Exactly. I have a Sailor Moon.
You should get one of those like little flippy mirrors. Just so you can be like,
I'm looking camp right in the eye.
Yeah.
I should.
I think it'd be iconic.
Recreate that picture for Halloween.
Right.
Imagine. No, that's not my costume. Maybe that should be my costume though.
I mean, Nikki needs a farmer. She's gonna be a cow for Halloween.
Oh, farmersonly.com. Those back to that real quick.
Pitchfork.
The farmersonly.com, like before they got a budget for their commercials, those commercials looked like they were made on calculators.
I like it.
Like the general before it got a budget.
I need it to be 68p.
With a great low rate, you can go online, go to the general, and save some time.
Why is Shaq in those? They have to be paying him a fat check. He made a lot of money off of basketball, and you're telling me he just decided to do car insurance commercials?
Well, that's what
he's getting paid.
Who was I complaining about earlier where I was like, that's what they're doing?
Well, Christian girl. What's her face? Gretchen Wieners?
Yeah. It's the same thing, like...
But I'm like, Shaq is a really successful basketball player.
I guess, yeah.
So I'm like, not the same level of,
he doesn't need the
She
Shaq.
Did one really popular movie. He's like, a really, really famous basketball player. Yeah. So like, go to the general and say... Anyways.
Icy Hot, too.
That makes more sense, though, because at least that's related to like sports and injuries and shit. Like, the general... The general's climbing up him and eating his ass? Like, what's going on?
Maybe he just likes the general. Like, maybe he like, he has their insurance, you know?
I guess.
It's possible.
Yeah.
And he's just like, I've been a lifelong customer with you guys. I want to show you my appreciation. Let's do a commercial.
Imagine.
Bada bing, bada boom.
Imagine me, a world famous twink, local twink, doing a car insurance commercial without a license or a car. I think that would be absurd.
I think it would too.
They should have me, like, list, like, terminology and things that I don't understand. They're like,
you could be
yeah,
like,
your deductible is going to be so low if you get this insurance. Ooh. And then I don't know what any of that means. Like, genuinely.
Working in an insurance office now, I know what some of that means.
Okay. You're an icon, one. But two, like, I had interviewed for an insurance writer position. Like, a friend of mine had, like, recommended me for that job. I don't know if it's weird if I say his name on the podcast. I don't know if he wants to be involved.
We'll call him Jerry.
Jerry. Nowhere near his actual name. Anyway, he, like, recommended me for the job. I had an interview, and they were going to have me, like, writing on their insurance blog, right? And they gave me, like, a trial run where I had to write an article.
About insurance?
Exactly. And I literally, I got back to the guy. And
you're
like, I'm not taking this job. Thank you for the opportunity.
You're like, pussy snapped on that insurance, honey. Word.
Their rates were serving cunt. It was really bad. I was like, I can't write this. This can't be my job. Like, oh my god. And it was pay per article, so I wouldn't get paid hourly. It was just, I have to pay.
So
do
it was a freelancing job.
Yeah,
basically. Yeah.
So yeah, that's not a serve.
But yeah. Did I mention that I've been playing a lot of Sora lately?
Super Smash Brothers. I love him. I think he's really fun and different from, like, pretty much most characters in the game.
I will say.
I like that they added the little, like, when you're playing stamina mode and you kill somebody,
oh,
it's like
and
the
it
little ending. Yeah!
That whenever I play that,
I only played Kingdom Hearts 3 and Chain of Memories, so I'm not an expert in Sora studies.
Me, on the other hand, every time I'm stoned and that happens, though, I'm just like, wow, I'm playing Kingdom Hearts. I love Sakurai, and I appreciate Mr. Sakurai.
We're married, you know.
You think you made the menus for Super Smash Brothers? Being like a huge Kingdom Hearts fan.
A huge?
Yeah.
Okay, don't body shame yourself like that, Mom. Listen, we'll get through this together.
Stop! No! I do have like a couple of notes, I'd say.
Oh no. This is the criticism. You're like, I love Sora, but.
Yeah.
Okay.
The music.
We're Simple and Clean.
We're barely scratching
the
surface
there. They had
the
Simple and Clean orchestral instrumental in the trailer.
I feel like that still should have been a part of the game, but I also feel like there's probably some more licensing that has to go on because it's an Utaru song, too,
okay.
You
yeah,
know, and Disney and Square. Like, come on,
right.
Get out of here.
It's just, they probably got all the easiest songs.
The fact that they were able to pull this off, though,
is pretty sickening.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Apparently, I was listening to another podcast where they were talking about, like, Sakurai's, like, last... Because he does, like, an article in Famitsu, like, every week, and it was, like, his last one or whatever.
Because he's dying.
Yeah. I hope not.
Oh, God.
But he was like, yeah, the only reason we were able to get Sora in the game is because we had, like, a chance encounter with the Disney executive.
Really?
And they talked them into it. And, like, they brought up in that podcast how Kingdom Hearts was also brought up by a chance encounter with a Square Enix representative meeting a Disney representative in an elevator.
So literally all this is just happenstance. I love that.
Yeah.
Good shit.
And that's how Sora came to be in Smash.
For all the people who keep bringing up Smash reboots, no. I just want it to end. I think it's done here. I think it should just end.
It's not gonna end.
I know, because
they're making
literally okay.
Money, mama.
Let's talk about capitalism and how that influences art.
We're about to get Super Smash Brothers Canada.
Disgusting.
We're about to get Super Smash Brothers Australia.
Disgusting. When there's good art and it's driven / controlled by capitalism and profit margins and motives, money's always gonna take priority over the integrity of the art.
Okay.
That's why shows like SpongeBob are never gonna end.
Yeah.
That's why shows like Grey's Anatomy are never gonna end.
They should, though.
A lot of shows, basically. But that extends to video games. There are so many video game series where they should have probably ended a long time ago, and they just keep getting worse, and they just keep fucking making them, because they're like, well, we gotta milk this cash cow, let's fucking do it. Smash Bros. Is turning into one of those. They're just gonna keep fucking making Smash Bros. Games, and I don't want them to, because this is, like, a really good note to end on, if they had just, like, decided to do that. But I do anticipate, in some point in the future, they're gonna make another one.
Yeah, they're not.
Even though this one's literally called Ultimate. What does Ultimate mean, Mama? Last.
They could call the next one Super Smash Brothers Forever.
Mm-mm. At that point, I'd boycott.
Maybe they would just call it Super Smash Brothers.
Just make another game. Like, you don't need to stop.
You know what you guys need to make?
They need to make Super Jersey Shore Brothers. I would play Pauly D and I would main him.
No.
I would so good.
You just okay, you know what? Him.
Yes, I do.
You just want to fuck him.
I didn't deny that. But you know what Snooki's final smash would be?
What?
The note.
I've had it. No.
Sam. When you left bed.
Why was it called bed?
Ron made out with two. Oh my god.
Waitresses.
Did we already have a Jersey Shore episode?
Yes, we did.
Well, I'm reading the note again. Too
Season
bad.
2, oh, no. Episode 2.
The way you know. I have a tapestry with the note on it in my closet. It's really sad. I have an obsession with Jersey Shore, if you didn't already know that.
Yeah. We don't watch Family Vacation, though.
Right, no, that's different. It's not the same. Sam, the first night at bed when you left, Ron made out with two girls.
Read in the voice.
Sam. Wait, no, that's Sam's voice. I don't know how to do a Snooki, honestly.
Just read it in a voice.
Okay, Sam. The first night at bed when you left, Ron made out with two girls and put his head between a cocktail waitress's breasts. Also was grinding with multiple fat women. When you left crying at clutch, Ron was holding hands and dancing with a female and took down her number. Multiple people in the house know, therefore you should know the truth. This was good friendship. They were looking out for their girl, because she literally said, if anybody knows if Ron's cheating on me, please tell me. And they told her.
And then she got mad.
She said, you wrote a note, you bitches, you're not my real friends. And then she fucking fought JWoww.
And then she was just like, Angelina, you're my friend. Angelina! That's your friend now. Remember when Angelina left the second time?
Yeah.
And she was just like, well, I'm leaving.
Remember
and everybody
when she
was
had
just
all
like,
shit in garbage bags
okay,
instead
bye.
Of actual luggage?
Those whores in the hot tubs!
They're taking their panties off in the hot tub.
Oh, Angelina.
Hello. How did we get on the subject?
I don't know. We should transition into our
women.
Hot topics. And now, in the news, because we're news reporters, we're journalists, we get to the bottom of things.
This is Channel 7. What's the name? Like, K? What's the four random letters?
It's ABC. Channel 7 in Orange County's ABC.
Sure.
I think
not
it's
sure.
KABC or something.
Kakabuka?
But that's besides the point. Let's talk about celebrities and all their problems.
Right.
First up on the list is Dave Chappelle.
So David, let's have a chat.
Can I take the reins on this one?
Well, yeah, as the resident trans.
I just want to say a couple of things. I don't want to, like, go off, but, like, I might go off just a little, but it's just, like, this could have been so easy. He could have put out a stand-up special, made some haha funnies, and left trans people the fuck out of it. But he chose not to.
Right.
He chose to spend, like, 40 minutes being transphobic.
Right.
Saying he's Team Turf and sabe que mas and, like, I don't care if you think comedy's meant to push boundaries or whatever. This is fucking people's lives. You know? This affects
being very inflammatory on purpose, which, like, I
exactly.
think making a joke or two that could be a little insensitive or, like, a little controversial, but he was going out of his way to be transphobic.
No, it was, like, bad. And then the co-CEO of Netflix was like, oh, but jokes don't correlate to, like, real life harm, and it's just like, yes they do. But anyways, it's just like, it's just exhausting to like watch cis people talk about trans people like they know. Mm-hmm. And it's just like, you don't know. So just shut up. Like, it's that simple. And then to watch other cis people be like, well, actually, this is why Dave Chappelle was right, and you're wrong. And it's just like...
But it's all the same people who are like, it's the same people chanting that everyone's a snowflake, and like, oh, you shouldn't be overly sensitive and all this shit. It's like, why is the argument that everyone should be allowed to be an asshole? And
yeah.
People should just be able to take it. Like, it should be... In terms of, like, wanting society to be better, wouldn't you just want to be like, oh, let me not be an asshole?
Yeah. Like, I don't know.
You should be able to make comedy without, like, hurting people's feelings or making people feel shitty about themselves.
Exactly.
Whatever.
And it's just, like, that's not to say you can't make jokes about trans people.
Right.
But you can't make it at someone's expense.
Yeah.
You know? Like...
Yeah. And this is a lot of... Okay. You can... cut me off if this is, like, me overstepping boundaries, because obviously I'm a cis person talking about trans issues, but, like, I'm more comfortable with certain comedy if it's a person who is in that particular, like, minority or group that they're talking
exactly.
about making the jokes, because they know that experience and they feel comfortable in that realm, and they're, like, not crossing any boundaries.
No,
or,
yeah.
Like, the way I relate it back to me is, like, that'd be, like, some random white guy making jokes about a bunch of black people. Like, that's in poor taste, and that's not funny.
And
but
Dave
like, if
Chappelle...
if a black person were to make that
yeah.
kind of joke, it's, like, a little... It's coming from a little bit of a different lens.
No, yeah.
And Dave Chappelle himself has also been on the side of that, because he's made, like, controversial jokes about, like, the black community, and, like, been kind of inflammatory in that sense. And, like, he's black, so he's kind of allowed that kind of pass, but when you're overstepping into, like, gender issues and like you're just attacking trans people, it becomes really strange and weird.
Yeah, I just don't like it, period. I mean, like, personally, even though I know I said like it's not like you can't make jokes about, because I feel like there's a way to make like jokes about anyone
without being
like offensive.
Yeah.
You know, but especially just like if the joke's not funny,
yeah,
then like get out of here. But like, secondly, he doesn't know the trans experience, and I don't know what made him feel like he could speak on it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's just like, shut up, dude. Nobody wants to hear it.
Right.
And it's just like, comedians especially, like a lot of them now are like, you can't say any, and it's just like, no, you can't say things. You just, nobody likes your jokes anymore. And clearly, these jokes he was telling weren't landing, you know,
yeah,
because
yeah.
clearly, trans employees at Netflix decided to host a walkout,
yeah.
you know, because of all this. And I feel like I was in full support of all of that, because it's
yeah.
just like...
Didn't the person who started the walkout get fired?
Who was trying to organize it, yes, was
yeah.
a black trans woman.
Yeah. And this is another thing, this will relate to the next thing we talk about, but like unions are important.
Mm-hmm.
And like companies always try to go against unions and say people shouldn't be able to organize and like fight for their rights.
Yeah.
It's like, how have we made any progress in the world ever without fighting for our rights? So like the fact that companies will take their money and like capital over integrity and like their employees' rights and all that shit is just fucked up.
It's wild.
Like Netflix is this huge media company, and they're just kind of like, well, trans people, right?
It's just weird because, like, now, I mean, obviously they're a corporation and they don't actually care. But, you know, Netflix was trying to make itself seem like a space where queer people could go
mm-hmm.
to, like, make their art
mm-hmm.
and have it have a platform and have it be successful and everything. But then they do stuff like that.
Right.
And we're supposed to be feel safe working for that.
Mm-hmm.
No.
I think in a lot of ways, Netflix is just becoming another, like, major studio, because like major studios always care more about making money than like safety of people,
yeah,
or anything like that.
Yeah, I mean, that much is true. When, well, let's just transition into that.
Yeah, I was just
for a second. So Alec Baldwin, everybody, we know him. I'm not gonna say we love him, because
Alec Baldwin of Donald Trump on SNL fame,
of Beetlejuice fame,
of
30 Rock
fame.
He shot someone on the set of his...
Well, technically two people.
Oh, right. He shot two yeah. someones on the set of his upcoming film, Rust.
Right.
That's a bad name.
No, I was going to make a joke, but that's in bad taste.
Make it.
No.
No, don't make it.
Yeah, I'm not. People died.
Yeah.
I don't need to. Anyway, what happened was there was a gun on set that he was using in his scene, and he fired it, and it actually shot, like, I don't know the details, but it actually shot a bullet, and then it killed the, was it the photographer, cinematographer?
It killed one of the crew members, I believe. I don't remember her exact role, but I feel like it had to do with cinematography, or camera work.
And then it injured the director, I believe.
Yeah, but long story why was the gun fucking loaded? Not long story short, that's the wrong phrase. But, like, my question is, why was the gun... Oh, I don't know if it was loaded. I think I read that it was just the explosive force of the blank that killed her. But even
it hit
so,
two people, so I think it actually shot a bullet.
Yeah, but, like, why are we firing violent weapons on sets of movies that are supposed to be make-believe? Can we not use movie magic to, like...
Well, that's... There's supposed to be a team for this on movies.
Well, that's...
supposed to have...
There's supposed to be a fucking prop master.
Yeah.
And the prop masters are supposed to make sure that everything is safe. You know, that's the whole thing about being on set. You have to make sure everything is safe for everyone so no one dies. Everyone has their task on a set, and if everyone doesn't do their task, then things are going to fumble. And that's what happened here. Production failed to look out for their cast and crew, who they hired to do the prop mastering, clearly was failing at their job, and then Alec ended up killing someone.
Sorry, I'm pulling up an article to get the details. So basically, Alec Baldwin had a prop gun. It killed the cinematographer, Helena Hutchins.
Her, yes.
And
rest in peace.
The bullet went through her and attacked. The bullet went through her and hit the
So it was
director.
Loaded.
Yeah.
That's fucking wild.
But it says that the assistant director had reported to Baldwin that the firearm was cold, meaning that it was unloaded. Instead, it was loaded with live rounds.
All of it feels odd to me.
Yeah.
And even so, I was seeing that apparently a lot of the crew members walked off the day before because they didn't feel safe working on the set.
Right.
You know, so...
And again, this, like, goes back to this being a workplace issue. Like,
yeah.
There was not safety precautions in place. The cast didn't feel comfortable.
Yeah.
And then look what happened.
I mean, and there's a whole thing going on in Hollywood right now with the IASTE. It's, like, the union... for all crew members and everything, and they're trying to go on strike because they're not getting paid enough, they're being overworked, like, everybody, it's just not good.
Well, that's another thing, there's a huge disparity between, like, on-screen actors
talent
and, like,
and then the crew.
The people behind the scenes, they're getting paid way less. And
exactly.
Also, there's the problem of, like, outsourcing CGI. Like, lately, people have been, like,
the CGI, primes.
CGI workers to,
yeah.
like, do it
or they
separately.
Call them the CGI sweatshops, I mean.
Yeah, exactly. And, like, animation and, like, all this stuff is, like, it's just going back to, like, capitalism is bad.
No, it really is bad, and this is a problem that could have been fixed if the right protocols and right practices and treating your fucking employees like fucking human beings was in place.
Yeah.
You know? That simple. Anyways, moving on. It's the Battle of the Lils.
Oh, God. Lil Nas and Lil Boozy.
Lil Boozy
Lil
versus Lil Nas.
Sorry, Countess Bucci
Flagrante. But it's more of, like, a one-sided battle, because Lil Nas is just like, okay. Anyways.
And the levels of fame are very different, too. Here.
Yeah. Who are you?
Like,
okay.
I don't know who Boozy was.
I didn't know who he was until, like, 2 years ago, when he was making Instagram Lives being like, show me your pussy.
What?
And, like, girls were going on Instagram Live.
Like, actually showing their pussy?
Showing him, like, their nudes. Yeah.
Is that allowed on Instagram Live? Did he get banned for that?
I feel like he was just doing it anyway to be like, show me what you got.
I don't like that.
Yeah, I don't like him.
Well, yeah, we don't like Bucci.
But, so, if you haven't heard, this just happened just yesterday on Saturday, October the 23rd. Boozy put out a tweet saying that he hates Lil Nas X, and he knows Lil Nas X hates himself too, and that he wishes he would hashtag commit suicide because the world would be better off without him. He's obsessed.
This has been an ongoing thing too. Pretty much since Lil Nas did the
Call Me By Your Name. Yeah.
Boosie's been pissed.
Yeah, and it's just like, what is your... He's not... It's my same thing with Dave Chappelle. We're not even thinking about you. So leave us out of it, you know? It's just like, let people live their lives.
The thing that surprises me is like, yes, you might disagree with some of Lil Nas's art, but the fact that you're attacking him and saying that he should commit suicide on Twitter...
Hashtag commit suicide.
Sorry, let me correct myself. Hashtag commit suicide is fucked. Like, completely different levels of, like, aggression.
Yeah.
Because Lil Nas is literally just making music, and you hate him so much that you feel like he should kill himself.
Yeah. And
like, why are you so obsessed and upset?
Listen, and if you're one of those people being like, oh, but Boosie has every right to fight, shut up. Nobody's asking to hear you doo-doo breath. Move on.
There's that.
That's all I have to say on that one, quite honestly. It's just like, get a life, Boosie. Like,
Boochie.
Lil Nas is getting money out here, doing his thing, and like, what are you doing? Calling him the F slur on Twitter? Like, ooh, you're so scary.
Right.
You know, it's just like, dude, take a fucking Xanax.
Yeah.
Any final thoughts on him?
I think he's already irrelevant, so it won't take much more for him to kind of fall out of the public eye.
No.
He's just doing whatever he can to throw a tantrum and get attention.
It won't. Well, for our last hot topic today...
What's the last one?
This is one I personally chose. So, an article came out this week from Variety where Meghan McCain did an interview explaining why she left The View, saying it was a toxic work environment and nobody liked her and everybody was mean to her. And because she was the only conservative on the show, everybody was taking out Trump's things on her. And she was just like, yeah, I was the victim. Everybody was mean to me. Like, Whoopi and Joy were so mean to me and they never acknowledged it. And that's why I decided to leave. And it was just like, girl, I don't know if you realize this, but we all saw this show.
Correct. It was on TV.
You were the one creating the hostile work environment by being disrespectful, talking over everyone, throwing tantrums, profiting off of nepotism actively.
My dad's John McCain, haven't you heard?
Exactly. Fucking defending, even though he fucking made fun of you and your fucking dead father. He still defended Trump's policies sometimes and tried to side with the Trump supporter. It's just like, and yet you claim to be a supporter of like LGBTQ+ people, but your husband created the Federalist is openly transphobic too. Like, a girl, get out of here. Nobody's falling for your shit. You were the toxic work environment. You were, girl. Fuck off. Like, seriously, I'm sorry.
I don't know why, but this reminds me of Ellen.
I mean, because do you know what she was saying in the article too? She was saying to the producers of The View before she left, she was like, you guys better be careful, because someday you might be Ellen. Like, girl, you were the Ellen.
Yeah.
You're gone now. Like, nobody liked you because you were literally, you made, it seemed like, at least from the outside perspective, watching the screen and reading the stories, you were miserable. You literally sucked the life out of everyone. Like, it's just, it wasn't a good time. And you were so, like, all the time. Like, I good riddance. That's all I have to say.
I don't have input on this. I just think it's really funny that Charlie is so invested in The View.
I never watched
The View in my life before I was trying to
Charlie. I don't know why I love The View so much, but there's something about watching the five ladies give their different points of view that I'm just like, I like watching this. You know?
Wow.
Yeah. I started watching back in like 14, I want to say. It's when Raven was still on it.
She was on it.
Yeah, Raven was on
it. See, that's what I mean. I'm like, I don't know.
Raven was on it the same time Candace Cameron Bure was on it.
Who's that?
The lady who just put out the TikTok being like, being a conservative in Hollywood. Am I the villain? Even though all she makes is Hallmark movies and they shoot all in Canada.
Yeah, that was weird. I saw that TikTok and I was like,
Yeah, it was bizarre.
Again, it's like villain syndrome. Like, people want to make themselves out to be the villain when nobody's checking for you.
They want to call me the bad guy.
Now I'm the bad guy. Chun-Li Megatron.
No.
Nicki Minaj literally doesn't know who these characters are. She's just listing things.
At all. Okay, we'll be right back. We're going to go to commercial break.
Yeah, give us our coin.
BRB. Okay. And we're back from our lovely, restful, wonderful, I'm about to sneeze. Oh my.
I'm about to calm. Oh, that was hot.
Sorry. Okay. Bless me, bitch.
Oh. Bless you.
Thank you. That took you a little too long. Oh god, here it comes, here it comes, here it comes.
Make sure you rate us 5 stars for sneezing into your ear twice.
Bless me again.
Bless you, God.
Thank you. I could have died. It's time for our next segment called What's On Your Mind, where we get to talk about what's on your mind. So, Jared, I ask you this question. What's on your mind?
Oh, thank you for asking. So, Karens are very spicy.
Yeah.
And good entertainment. They're a dangerous weapon. Because they have a lot more power than we think, mm-hmm. and a lot of the safety measures we've kind of implemented around Karens is just recording them so that they can't lie about a situation, yeah. and they can, like, look as crazy as possible on camera, and then people are like, oh, that bitch is nuts.
Look at the Karen.
Yeah. But my personal favorite that I've been thinking about, because I saw it the other day on YouTube, is the Karen from Victoria's Secret.
Which one? Oh, the one that was, like, faking having a seizure and fell on the ground?
Yeah. So, it's, like, a multi-layer Karen, because I guess she, like, the girl who's recording is, like, recording, and then the Karen, like, walks up to her and is about to hit her, and then, like, the girl backs up and, like, makes it obvious that she's recording, and then the Karen's like, oh, and she starts crying, and she's like, did you see how she was just about to hit me? Like, what the fuck? And the Karen's just like, I wasn't gonna hit you, stop recording! And she just starts screaming.
Yeah.
Like, at the top of her lungs.
Being like, she's recording me!
And the thing that pissed me off, though...
is a white lady came to her defense.
This white lady in the background goes, stop recording her! Why is she having a temper tantrum?
No, yeah.
She just tried to hit this lady.
No, yeah. Like, literally, that's the thing that amazes me. Like, especially with a lot of these, like, white Karens who get caught mistreating black people. Is, like... white people will always come to their defense and be like, okay, you can put the camera down. And it's just like, no!
Right, this is like for her safety and
keep the camera on!
Like, this lady should have been kicked out of Victoria's Secret for acting like this.
Yeah.
But anyway, she, like, pretends to pass out, first of all. And she doesn't even full commit. She, like, stands and, like, starts slumping over. And she's, like, acting all lightheaded. Like, oh, no, I'm
like so like, those anti-vax people who fake getting a who fake getting seizures after they get the vaccine. And they're like, look at my leg. It's shaking.
Oh, no. Yeah, so she's acting all faint. And then she does this, like, half, like, fall. But she, like, makes it very clear that she doesn't want to get hurt when she actually falls. So she, like, very slowly just goes... And it's, like, the most dramatic fall ever. And then she, like, lays there for a while, and I guess the girl stops recording, but then the video continues because after she fake faints, she gets back up and starts, like, screaming some more.
Yeah.
I don't know. Anyway, Karens, that's what's on my mind.
She was clearly going through something that day.
That's the thing. I don't even think it takes much. I think they just, like, have this weird, like... I'm right, you're wrong. I need to have everyone on my side.
It's
so
just,
I'm going to act like a victim type thing.
It's just so weird because, like, you think that behavior is okay.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like...
but it reflects how they're raised because fucking white women are raised to be like that. Like, oh, scream and someone's going to come protect you. Which is, like, fine in certain contexts, but not when nobody's hurting you.
No, for real.
You're, like, weaponizing that against black people.
Yeah, it's bad. It's just, like, you're a grown woman. Or adult, in this case, just in general.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you're a grown adult, and you're acting like that?
Mm-hmm.
I don't like it.
It's a little stinky.
I don't like it. Well,
what's on your mind?
Oh, thank you for asking me that lovely, lovely question.
I love when Charlie stalls.
I'm not stalling. What are you talking about? Wow.
If I just sit in silence, you're gonna have to say something eventually.
You're gonna leave me hanging like that? Well, what's on
this? Just in, Charlie's hung.
What's on my mind today? Mm-hmm. Well, yeah. I tell you what's on my mind today.
Please.
Romeo and Juliet.
The Shakespeare play, or?
No. Any the, of the various the adaptations? Nicki Minaj song.
I'm sure she'll put out one named Romeo
and Juliet. And fucking her pedophile ass husband's gonna be Romeo. And she's gonna be like, I'm gonna kill myself for you, because if you die, I'm nothing without you. Girl.
And then Boozy's gonna say hashtag commit suicide. why Romeo and Juliet? I need details.
Scratch that. So, here's the deal. I am coming to you from the future. I know, crazy. But I originally had a completely different topic for my What's on Your Mind. And through the power of editing, I have decided to edit that topic in. Okay, so I feel like this is sort of talked about, but I've never seen it really be talked about, and that's working in an office. It changes you slowly. Like, yes, there's the whole, it's like a blood-sucking environment, a soul-sucking environment, and it'll take all the joy out of you, but like, it doesn't happen right away. It's like a slowly over time thing, and now that I'm working in an office, I'm kind of starting to see it. And I don't think, at least I hope, I don't end up as one of those soulless office people who just sits at a desk all day. But I can see how it happens now. Like, the other day, I saw this TikTok that was like, this girl, she was sitting in her car, and she saw that there was a bunch of these office workers walking around the park on their lunch, just doing laps around the park, and, like, I literally do that now. Or even the fact that sometimes I'll catch myself saying things like, alrighty, and you betcha. Like, I already knew some of my vocabulary was a little old-fashioned, but I feel like that crosses the line. Like, who the fuck am I? And not only that, okay, I know I'm just going on and on and on, but Starbucks. I've never been, like, a huge coffee person, and even then, even when I do go to Starbucks, I'll probably order, like, a refresher. Now I have fucking rewards for Starbucks, and I found myself getting breakfast there almost every day before work because it's right down the street from work, and I want the rewards points because I eventually want the free items, and it's just like, is this what becoming an adult is? Just losing every inch of your personality and falling into the seat of corporate greed? I sure hope the fuck not. I'm not saying working in an office is rough, because it really isn't. I mean, I'm sure there are some office environments that are. Honestly, actually, the last sort of office environment I was in, the last two, because one wasn't really an office environment, it was more so a corporate sort of job, but the last office environment I was in, I'm just lumping the two of them together, they were pretty draining, if I'm being honest. This one, I'd say I enjoy it more, it's a lot more tolerable, but I'm catching myself, I guess, falling into these traps a little bit, and I hope that I can keep myself from falling into those traps, because I don't want to be like normal SpongeBob, quite simply put. Well, that's what's on my mind today, guys. Let's go back to the past through the power of editing. Jared, take it away.
So, welcome to Aspiring Himbo, where I work out to point... I already fucked it up. Where I work to point out flaws in my ongoing formal education by talking about something that I simply do not understand. This week, we're talking about luxury brands, because some reason, brands exist that people say, oh, I like that name, and even though it's tacky, I'm gonna spend $30,000 on a purse.
Name names.
Louis Vuitton, Gucci...
Gucci, Fendi, Prada.
See, I don't even know that many luxury brands, but yeah, the whatever Krayshawn said in her hit song.
Yeah.
I don't even remember the name of the song. Yeah, luxury brands don't make sense to me, so I'm going to Google some things. When did luxury brands start? Like, who started that?
I feel like it had to... I mean, I feel like luxury brands have always been a thing, you know, like Coco Chanel and all that. But that's not even that old. That's what
I... Oh, this makes sense.
What?
Okay.
Spill the tea.
Wait. Okay. Luxury goods percolated through the classes, and luxuriousness as we know it today emerged from the austerity of the 1920s, also known as the
Roaring 20s. I had a feeling.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Because of the Great Depression.
Yeah. Also known as the Roaring 20s, when the industry benefited from technologies like assembly lines and mass production. Why are luxury brands so popular?
And why are guys yelling outside? It's Sunday, the Lord's Day.
Welcome to my neighborhood. A sense of accomplishment is another reason why people buy luxury goods. See, that's what I mean. It just doesn't...
But like...
Like, it fulfills the same function as something that's significantly cheaper. So why would you waste your money?
It's the same reason why people go to, like... Even though In-N-Out's not, like, a luxury brand, it's the same people... It's the same reason why people go to In-N-Out. Because it's the name recognition.
Okay.
The name behind the brand, you know?
Not necessarily for everyone, though. But I could see your point there. But... What really gets me is, okay, theoretically,
mm-hmm.
if you had a really, really good knockoff
mm-hmm.
that nobody could tell the difference mm-hmm. and people really thought you had the luxury purse, but you had a knockoff, wouldn't that be exactly the same in terms of, like, social status, in terms of, like, technically accomplishment, but it's still cheaper? Wouldn't that be like, oh, I have a luxury purse, in a sense? Because people don't know the difference, right?
I mean, people don't know the difference, but you know the difference.
But that just seems arbitrary.
I know, but I feel like some people view it that way.
Well, yeah, but it just seems dumb to me.
Yeah.
And, like, that's why I'm not understanding it. Because I'm like, at that point, I would rather have the really good knockoff than the real thing.
I would just want whatever's cute. You know?
Well, yeah, but that's the thing. A lot of luxury brands, I feel like, aren't even cute.
Yeah, a lot
they're
of them are
overpriced.
Ugly. Yeah.
And, like, yeah, they're well-made or whatever, but you can get a well-made purse or outfit or jacket for significantly cheaper than paying thousands and thousands of dollars for, like, a single article.
No, but the fact that if you can go onto the Gucci website and buy, like, a white t-shirt for $300,
mm-hmm.
that's
it's
insane.
Stupid. It's stupid.
Yeah.
And, I don't know. Yeah, that's kind of where I'm at on luxury goods. Like, I guess I see it, like, how it started.
I say top three ugliest luxury goods. See, I don't know luxury goods like that, so I'd have to
say... I really
say
don't like Coach. I think
Nordstrom.
Coach is so ugly.
No, I'm joking.
Nordstrom? Is that a...
It's not luxury.
I was gonna say.
It's just a department store.
Yeah.
But anyways, Coach.
Coach is ugly.
Honestly, I would say Versace is pretty. They get
Versace?
Things. Yes, Versace.
Versace?
Versace.
Donatella Versace.
Donatella
did not
Versace.
Die on the cross.
She's not dead.
She did not die on the cross for this.
Fun fact.
She's nailed on the cross. Fake boobs out. Lip injections out. Nails out. She's on the cross dying.
She died for her sins.
And you called her Versace.
That's what she calls herself.
Oh. I don't know anything about Italy. Don't look at me. You're trying to say I speak Italian? I'm not Chris Pratt. God.
Well, it's me. Well, fun fact.
Okay.
Mr. Versace, man.
Yes.
Her
baby daddy. How old is this woman?
No, that's her brother. He died on my birthday.
Okay, I was going to make a joke, but if he's dead, I'm not going to make the joke.
No, like the day I was born, he was murdered.
You're the reincarnation of him.
That's what I'm saying. So while you're shit-talking...
I dropped my phone, I'm sorry.
So while you're shit-talking luxury brands, you've got the owner of a luxury brand right in front of you.
I'm just saying, I looked up luxury brands and then went to the shopping tab. This hamburger crystal clutch bag is almost $6,000. It's
$5,695. Oh, it's so cute, though. I want
so that. Imagine paying more than my tuition for, like, two semesters, for a hamburger bag.
I'd do
waste
it if I were rich.
Waste on Krabby Patty.
But if you had the money, you
outfit
wouldn't?
Outfit on Krusty Krab.
It's encrusted in crystals, mama.
I think the whole thing's made of, like, crystals.
I want it.
I don't think it's just encrusted. Or maybe it is. I can't really tell. I'm not a purveyor of luxury goods. I'm not a, what's the word when you, like, check the value of something?
A window shopper?
No. That's absolutely not what I mean. I'm not the... I'm just gonna stop talking. I think we've reached our end in this
Did you
segment.
Catch COVID?
No, I didn't catch COVID. I caught stupid.
Because you got no taste.
Oh my god.
I'm joking. That was mean.
Go buy your $6,000 luxury purse. I'll be over here eating.
Oh, you'll be eating actual hamburgers.
No, I'll be eating ass. I don't have food. Are you kidding me?
We'll be right back.
In this economy.
And we've returned, but it's that time to bid adieu.
I thought we were Italian, Charlie. This identity crisis, I can't do this.
I don't know goodbye in Italian. No, it's ciao.
Oh.
Arrivederci.
Ciao was the animal from Sonic.
That too, but they're spelled a little differently. You know, ciao is...
Ciao was the little drink that I had earlier. I thought Chow was Maine's sister.
Who?
Maine. Chow Maine. I'll stop. I'll just stop.
Jared is, he's reading from a book, okay?
I'm having a stroke, is what's happening.
No. He's reading from a book. He's holding the book in his hand right now. The book is a hardcover book, and it's covered in gold. The title...
Please don't say Shakespeare.
Comedy Gold.
Oh, I hate you so much. Comedy Gold.
Like in chowder.
Yeah.
Anyways, you can rate and review our podcast, you guys. 5 stars, please.
Make sure you just send us all your fucking money.
Yeah. Venmo at. Anyways, you can follow us at Misty_Terrain on Twitter.
You can also follow me at Local_Twink.
And at Gay Screaming Pot.
And we'll make the TikTok one day.
Maybe next week.
Oh no!
Our table!
It's broken! You just sound like you're doing the grapefruit technique when you do that.
That was my table and grapefruit impression. She's an icon.
She's so good.
You know she was in Girls Trip?
No.
Yeah.
She deserves more.
There was a whole scene dedicated to it.
She should literally be in, like, the highest... Like, college. She should teach
She deserves a Nobel Peace
class.
Prize.
A Nobel Peace Prize?
Yeah, for the grapefruit trick.
Yeah.
Yeah.
She single-handedly prevented men.
From ever coming?
She just prevented men. She stopped
Period.
Them.
Yeah. No more men. Yeah. Well, now that we've ended mankind permanently, I think we can say goodbye.
Yeah, this is a productive way to end the podcast.
Yeah. Goodbye, everyone.
Yeah, we'll see you next week.
Have a good night's rest.